makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with your player podcast. This week, we have Matt Schaub. The quarterback scored the Texans' winning touchdown with a quarterback sneak with 7 seconds left in the game. The touchdown gave the Texans a win over Miami and has given the team a huge confidence boost going into Sunday's game against the Lions.
Well, you know, that's the only thing. You know, we were able to get in the win column, and, you know, that's the bottom line. And it was a total team effort and total team win, you know, across the board. We got a big play on the special teams. The defense played well, and when we had to offensively, we were able to come up with big plays to win the game. And so we're really excited about that, but we just got to keep our head down and keep going one game at a time and build on what we were able to accomplish on Sunday.
In hindsight, do you think y'all handled that stretch pretty well? All things considered, a lot of teams sort of self-destruct.
I think eventually, ending on Sunday the way we did, we were able to bounce back from some unfortunate circumstance in the right way and able to, you know, come away with that win. But obviously, we look at what we've been able to accomplish this season, and, you know, we could, as far as wins and losses, be heavier in the win column if we were able to really finish off ball games the past few weeks.
Turnovers, it's not all on the quarterbacks because there's fumbles, but you guys are last in the league in minus eight. What, as a quarterback with interceptions or running backs with fumbles, what do you do to change that? I mean, obviously nobody wants to go out there and, you know, turn the ball over.
Right. You know, we just got to keep working at it and keep understanding that it's of the utmost importance. You know, that ball is, when we have it and the other team doesn't, they don't score. And, you know, when we give it over and give them extra possessions, it increases their opportunity to score. So, we just have to be very aware of, you know, what we're doing and our game plan and not try and force things. And, that's the only way we can improve on it.
Does Gary stress that, or does he try to keep from talking about it too much so it's not in your head? How's Gary handling it?
Well, he stresses it, and, you know, we're going to keep stressing it until it goes away, and that's the way we're going to approach it, and we're going to get it to go away. It's going to start this week, and that's what, as an offense, you know, everybody's on board, and we're going to get it done.
And through the ball. Career scored the winning touchdown on a run.
I can't remember. No, I remember, you know, there's a couple times in college that I, ran it, but I don't know if it was, like, last play of the game like that, so that was the first time.
When you fired the ball at the wall, was that more than just...
That's just all the emotions and the excitement, you know, coming out. You know, I'm just glad my shoulder didn't, you know, get thrown out when I did that. But, that was just the excitement that, you know, hey, guys, you know, we've been through this season, you know, today throughout this 60 minutes of football, you know, we came together and we were able to get it done together, you know, despite some adversity.
Detroit is a team that's where you guys were last week, you know, but unlike you guys, they're at the bottom statistically. Is there any chance you guys look past them or take it too lightly?
No, without a doubt, no. We're not looking past anybody. You know, they have a lot of talent. You know, you look at their game against Minnesota last week, and they really, you know, they could have and should have won that football game. And so they're a very tough team and a good defensive football team. And so, you know, we have to come out and play our best ball or else, you know, they're very capable of winning any week.
Man, you guys have scored long drives.
I'm not quite sure what's tougher for a defense. I know offensively we'll take either. Some of the offensive linemen might choose the 3-play yard drive because it doesn't wear them out so much. But, any way we can get points, we'll take them. As far as how a defense looks at it, you know, I'm not sure, you know, whether they get worn. You know, they might get worn down on the 12-play, 80-yard drive, and then towards the end of the game they're a little worn out. But and sometimes those drives can be demoralizing, but so can big plays. So, we'll take it offensively any way we can get it.
They want it here.
I am. You know, we have the ability and the receivers and guys up front to, you know, have an explosive offensive attack. But at the same time, you know, we're not going to be teams that just chuck it deep 4 plays in a row and hope one of them's complete. You know, we want to be a ball control offense. And when those opportunities are there, we're going to take them. But, you know, we have the ability to go deep and as well as, you know, work the ball on the short and intermediate routes.
Do you decide when you're coach?
A lot of the times it's up to me, you know, depending on the play call or what we're trying to do, but, you know, sometimes it's on, you know, coach will give me it, but, you know, a lot of times it's on me.
Have you had more fun to come to practice this week after winning, as opposed to a desperate feeling looking for that first win?
Well, I think so. I think there's just a, you know, just a positive energy through our locker room, and guys are excited about getting that first win and getting over that hump. And so we're excited to go back to work this week and look for number two. And so we just got to keep our head down and keep focused on this week and not, you know, get too into what we've been able to accomplish and look to what we can do this week to build on what we were able to do on Sunday.
Matt, you guys never use it as an excuse, but do you think the timing with Andre suffered a little bit because he was out in the preseason, and is the timing back? Can we assume that after?
I think it's definitely back. I think we've been really working hard at it, and he's been working tremendously hard to get back in sync, and so I think, you know, we're back in this.
What is the difference, and why is it better now?
Yeah, I don't know if there's too much different. It's just being able to get a few weeks of work, you know, and on the practice field and after practice and, you know, just talking about things in the meeting rooms. And so it's just a combination of everyone putting in that extra work that needs to be done.
What does it mean to have Dante back now with the defense but for his whole team?
Oh, it's an incredible lift, you know, C23 out there. You know, he's a tremendous player, and he's worked really hard this whole offseason and so far this year, just rehabbing and being able to get himself in position to be back out on the field. So it's going to be exciting to see him out there. And, you know, if he's lined up over there against me, I'll make sure to, you know, go after him a little bit and test him out.
And then you talked about not letting the fan reaction bother him. But on some level, though, it has to. Why do some not like you?
Oh, you know, it's motivation. You know, I just use this motivation to go out there and just, you know, play better and play well. You know, the fans are so excited for us to win and be successful and want us to so bad that, you know, I understand where they're coming from. You know, I think I said after the game, I grew up in Philadelphia, and, you know, there's no tougher fans than up there, and I grew up one of them. So I understand, you know, where they're coming from. And, you know, it's just motivationally, it's you know, something I just use to make me play better.
Did you ever pull a Gonto game and boot a quarterback?
Maybe when I was younger, but it was a long time ago. After I started playing the position, I don't think I ever did that.
Maybe you get the sense of, like, and I can hear a lot of fans that they don't know how likable a guy you are in terms of your teammates all speak so highly of you. Just as being a person that's cool and they like being around, the fans don't get that.
I don't know about all that. I just, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, I hope the fans know, you know, will eventually get to know, you know, I'm still only, you know, a year and a half here, and I hope they, you know, get to know me a little bit and see that I'm a likable guy. But as long as my teammates, you know, like me and understand, you know, that I'm just trying to do the best I can to help our team win, you know, that's all that matters.
Have you heard from people telling you, other players, I'm saying, around the league, to say, look, it's happened to a lot of guys.
I'm not worried about it. You know, you just use it and just keep moving forward. You just keep playing.
Being able to come back and lead your team to win and personally score the winning touchdown, did that, I mean, erase some of the bad things that have gone on this year, some of the, I don't know, negativity?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, just to have a positive ending to a game where, you know, that game kind of had everything that we've gone through in our season wrapped up in 60 minutes of football, with the rough start, you know, especially offensively with some turnovers, to starting to play better and moving the football, and then have another turnover, and then at the end there we think we have a one, we get an interception, turn it back over, they go down and score. You know, it's kind of like that, the whole season wrapped up into one game, but, you know, to finish it with a win, you know, that definitely put a nice exclamation point on it.
The guys say that you're so confident that it helps them be more confident, and no matter what goes on, you're still the same. How do you, I mean, when things are going bad, yeah, how do you stay upbeat? How do you?
Yeah, I think it's something that goes back to my college days. You know, just had some adversity there, you know, splitting time with a guy early on in my college days, and you just try and be the same guy every day and don't let anything affect you and don't let your teammates see anything, you know, affect you, whether it does or not. You know, just remain the same guy and keep playing. And, you know, once you lose confidence in yourself, you know, then that feeds into the other guys on the team and they lose confidence in what you guys are trying to do as a group. And that just starts a downward spiral, and you can't let your teammates see you like that.
Andre was talking about how whenever y'all were down, you were clapping, saying, "God, we're right where we want them," and he thought that was crazy a little bit, but, you know, you were right. So, I mean, Do you think that having that attitude just helps, build things with your team?
Yeah, I think so. Trying to motivate guys and keep them in a positive mindset, not let them, think about things that have happened. Just look to, that drive or that series and say, hey, we're going to take this down and score. And, when everyone buys into that, you can see good things happen to you.
He was pretty down after that fumble in the third quarter. Did you see how he was feeling, and were you trying to pep him up at all?
I mean, I felt for him because I knew where he was, because I was like that in the first quarter, and I didn't really have to say anything to him. Andre's a smart guy, and he knows what he means to this football team. And, eventually when we came to the fourth quarter, me and him had to connect for a play to, eventually help us win the game.
How important has him being here been to your development and you're just feeling comfortable with the team and just kind of everything here?
It's been huge because, you have a guy who's been here almost since the beginning, 1 year removed from the beginning of the franchise, and, he's been the face of it, and, he's just a tremendous player, and he knows what it takes to be successful and to win, and to have a guy like that on your side that can, when you need someone to make a play, you can believe that he's going to make it, and it's just great to have a guy like that.
I know he's not a big talker, but did he ever come to you during, the fans were calling for your head, things were going bad, and say, hey, I'm on your side? Or?
Oh, yeah, he definitely said that. He's a guy that, like you said, he doesn't say much, but when he says something, people listen to him because, it's going to be important, and so it meant a lot. We just kept after things and just keep working.
You were smiling when you reached this height on the field, and you were laughing a little bit. What was the humor in it? Kind of you knowing that, just wait a minute, relax, guys, I'm going to show you what I can do, kind of thing?
Yeah, it was just, it's been tough so far, but hey, we're gonna get this done. We've been here before. In the past two seasons, we've been in that situation, fought our way out. So that's what we were able to do. Is just like, hey guys, let's just relax now. We got a lot of football left, and we can't go in the tank now. We gotta, rise above all this and just keep playing.
As always, thanks for listening, and remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up.